Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm Dan, the Produce Man. Along with
Patrick Kelly.
Oh, and it is fall. Don't stall. We've got it all. The produce is on the wall. Oh, yeah, baby. We've got it happening, don't we?
We got it all happening, man.
Hey, it's a great time of the year, man. Of course, I say this a lot, but it really is. The summer things are ending, and the grass is drying in the fields, and the leaves are falling and flying around. I don't know how it is in Florida, but I'm going to find out when I come see you soon. But here in the San Francisco Bay Area, that's what we're getting. And I just talked to my sister in Connecticut, and they get the fall colors. So wherever you are, you can enjoy fall in the way that your surroundings gives it to you.
You know, Dan, I was on Facebook earlier today, and I checked out a Florida post, because there's always these great Florida posts, right? Even though I live here, I still get amused by them. And someone was like, everyone, it's fall, .. 92 degrees means it's fall. And I was like, wait a minute, what? I mean, coming from the Central Valley of California, listen, fall to me is that crisp, you know, like 48 to 52 degree mornings, right? Where the dew is just still glimmering on the citrus trees, right? You can just slowly kind of rub your hand down a piece of citrus and just wipe the dew right off of it. I mean, I'm not talking about wiping the dew off my head because it's 92 degrees and sweating in Florida, everyone, but, you know, it is starting to become fall. I am seeing that the winds are picking up, you know, living here in the Tampa Bay. But that also brings me to, Dan, you know, our first item, you know, fresh from the fields, everybody. And that is Florida pomelos, everyone. They are hitting the stores this week directly from the fields. Now, let me tell you about these sweet Florida pomelos. One, if you haven't already, check out the Produce Industry Show on YouTube, because we just tried my first Florida pomelos. That's right, the Starburst Florida pomelos. They just started over the last 2 weeks being packed in Central Florida, everyone. Now, these are oversized grapefruit, but they're much juicier and sweeter and less acidic, right? So that means that you don't get that extra, Dan, when you take a bite of it, you know, sprinkle a little sugar on these. And let me tell you, when they're ripe, the peel should just be yellow with a possible pink blush, everyone. Listen, this is a piece of fruit that is going to literally make you palm it like a basketball. Now, very sweet, good aroma. When you cut this thing, Dan, let me tell you, and I've had a couple of them already this season. They are fantastic. Now, you're only going to be able to pick these things up at certain grocery stores. I know here in the South, you're going to get these all over Publix, and that's where you have to look for them. They are unique for sure. Unique. Other couple places you can pick them up: Winn-Dixie, HEB, Meijer, BJ's, and Giant. But definitely Florida pomelos, Florida citrus on the rise right now, right before California.
Oh man, pomelos are just, oh, what a refreshing piece of fruit. Because Patrick, they're not extra juicy, but they have the juice, but they're very dense. So those sections, like you would have in a grapefruit or an orange, they're protected by a very thick skin. And in Chinese medicine, they would use that skin for different medicinal reasons. I can't think of them offhand right now, but they would boil them down and use them. And then the citrus part, oh man, if you like a good dense citrus fruit that's sweet with intense flavor, pomelo's amazing. Shattuck is another name for it as well. If that's exciting, and we have them here in California too. I've never had a Florida pomelo, but I'm sure I will at the end of this month. Patrick, I have here in my hand a honey nut squash. Now, a honey nut squash is a cross between a buttercup, and a buttercup squash is green and it looks like a puffed up kabocha, and a cross between a buttercup and a butternut. Now, it has the shape and the skin features of a butternut, but it's very small and very squatty. So if you ever held a good delicata squash in your hand before, this honey nut is about that size. Now, it's gaining massive popularity. It hit the stores a few years ago. It's just a fantastic over-the-top sweet piece of squash. And what's good about this, Patrick, is if you just want, you know, a little bit of squash with a specific meal and you don't want to cut up a big butternut or a big kabocha and then have a whole bunch left over or this or that, which to me is never a problem, but to some folks it is. People live alone, you know, it's a great single serving squash and it's sweet and delicious. So get it right now through the end of the year. Honey nut squash.
Honey nut squash. I'm going to have to try that. I've seen there's some advertisements going for the acorn squash, the butternut squash. So that's definitely interesting. Now, speaking of, you know, something you can just, you know, easily cut up, I have some, again, you can hear me in the background, some Bako Sweet California sweet potatoes, everyone. Now, if you saw the YouTube video today that we released, guess what? It is all things sweet potatoes. We actually get to try these orange sweet potatoes, the white sweet potatoes, and the purple sweet potatoes down. And you know what's cool about this? You just throw them in the microwave for 6 to 10 minutes, depending on your microwave and which product you have. But these California sweet potatoes are literally ready to go and very flavorful too, man. So again, California orange sweet potatoes by Bako Sweet. Definitely a killer item and definitely a real easy item. Don't have to wait that 30 to 40 minutes, Dan, for baking them. Don't get me wrong, I love baking the sweet potatoes as well. But for a nice, easy option, heck, you're headed out the door because you got soccer practice. You're running somewhere. You need a snack. Like I said, 6 minutes microwave, cut these up, put them in a Tupperware. Boom, you're in the car.
You know, a lot of folks that don't want to eat a lot of carbs, but you still want to work out, lift weights. Man, a sweet potato, just even a half of one in the morning for breakfast, that'll give it to you. That will give you enough carbs to do your workout and not over-carb you. And man, I mean, come on, look at the time of the year it is. It starts to get dark out earlier. What's in the sweet potatoes and the honey nut squash? Vitamin A, what's that good for? It's beta carotene, good for our eyes. It's all worked out by nature, that's for sure.
And hey, if you're not a big veggie guy and you're a meat and potatoes guy, switch it up. Instead of the russet potato, throw in a sweet potato. I mean, even though potatoes right now, I mean, speaking of potatoes, you know, they're loading out of Washington and Idaho, everybody. I mean, good production in both locations. Hey, promotions are going to be coming up this time of the year too, everybody, because guess what? We got the holidays. And speaking of the holidays, Dan, I mean, what holiday is the best holiday coming up? Mine, Halloween, of course. What's out there now? What are we all looking for?
Well, wait a minute now. Halloween, how's Halloween a holiday?
It's my favorite holiday.
Do we get the day off from work? Yes, exactly.
Like, okay, go ahead. Keep going, Dan, with the questions. Keep going. Yes. Do you get gifts? Yes. Do you get to dress up? Yes. Is it kind of like a folktale fairy tale? Yes. I mean, kind of sounds like some of these other holidays, man. I take.
I guess you're right. Okay.
I take Halloween very seriously in my house. And, you know, even when I used to work for people too, and I have worked for a few people, I actually would dress up when they would have dress up day at work. I've been the Flash Gordon at work before. I've been a doctor like Rick, you know, a scientist. I've been a lot. Listen, I've gone as the Joker. We take this thing seriously in the Kelly House. We dress up. I have been Harry Potter 1 year. Okay. I've been a pirate. I can name it over and over because guess why, Dan? I've got pictures and every Halloween and around this time, I get all those memories on my Facebook of what I was in the last 8 years. Okay. Nice. So I got good. It, my friend. You know, my son and I start the plan of what we're going to be and what we're going to do. If we're going to go as a family, I mean, we do some fun stuff.
I love it too. And I love the whole month because one of the channels that will always show all those old monster movies. I don't mean the hacker slasher movies that they came out with a couple decades ago. I mean the old ones. The Mummy, Frankenstein, Dracula, the Werewolf, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, all that cool stuff. And I love Halloween and I love pumpkins, but I've got a problem with pumpkins right now, Patrick. A big problem.
And what's the problem?
My buddy Guido the gardener couldn't even help me out with it the other day and I asked him. I bought the most beautiful pumpkin. Gorgeous. The perfect shape. The stem was long and curled and thick. The pumpkin is about 24 pounds and just beautifully shaped, right? Came home, pulled that out of my truck, set it right on my front steps, proud as could be. Looked around at all the neighbors beating my chest. I've got the best pumpkin and went in the house. few hours later, I come out. And what has happened to my pumpkin? A squirrel has chewed a big hole into it. I mean, just ruined the whole shape. So I turn it a little bit. I even got some Flex Seal to pour into the chew bite marks, and that didn't work. The next day I come out, there's more chew marks. But you know what's really weird is there's chew marks, one on one side, one on the other side. It looks like it's starting to carve some eyes. So my oldest son says to me, Dad, take some peanut butter and rub it down below the eyes and then rub some into a mouth shape and see if that squirrel will carve your pumpkin for you.
Dang, that might be a good idea. Have that squirrel go at it. Well, listen, at least someone's consuming pumpkins so early in the year, okay? I mean, I'm starting to see pumpkins everywhere. Heck, I told my wife, get ready. Let's go to the pumpkin patch. We got to do a pumpkin video this year with everybody. Maybe do some corn mazes. Have a little bit of fun, everyone. And again, remember, there's a lot of things you can do with pumpkins. And Dan, you talked about even with the squash, you can actually puree some of this, freeze some of this stuff, use it at later time for pumpkin pies and all kinds of fun things. You know what I mean? You don't have to use pumpkins just for October. But one thing I do love about Halloween is that it's setting the precedence for fall, right? You're kind of getting it like, all right, everyone, summer's over. Let's get it to be a little bit cooler. Let's start bringing out all the fall stuff. Let's start baking pies. I'm telling you, I'm getting my wife, I'm like, hey, we got to make some apple pies. I'm like getting her prepped, right? Because we always have some fun stuff that we do. And I think that's one of the, you know, next fresh from the fields that we're going to have is, you know, what fresh from the field products can you put in holiday pies?
Oh, yeah, baby. And you know what, Patrick? Coming up as we get closer to Thanksgiving and stuff, I will give you some fantastic tips on some varieties of pumpkins to cook, different varieties that aren't even orange, that'll blow your mind, that just tastes absolutely delicious. I tell you, I make a pumpkin pie that will make you cry. With joy, that is.
The pumpkin pie that makes you cry. Wait a minute.
Speaking of crying with joy, what about fair trade bananas? It's Fair Trade Month, Patrick. October is Fair Trade Month. And hey, what a better time to talk about Fair Trade Bananas.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm Dan, the produce man, along with
Patrick Kelly.
Oh, Patrick, you know, I have another small item. I guess this is the day of small items, right? I have a seckle pear. Now, you probably have seen these in the stores. Seckle pears are very small. They'll fit in the palm of your hand and you'll be able to almost close your hand over it. They're a brownish pear with a red blush, but they have a very natural cinnamon flavor to them. So it's kind of like they were infused a little bit with cinnamon. Just a fantastic flavor. They're also called holiday pears because they're so small. They're used a lot for poaching and making little, pear dessert things that people do. Seckle pears, but they're great for out-of-hand eating. Now, a quick tip is when you pick these out, you only want a little bit of a give around the stem area. You don't want the thing to get soft. If it gets soft, you're going to have a mushy pear. This pear is specifically designed by Mother Nature to be eaten mildly firm, ripe, but just a little bit of give around the stem area, and you've got a perfect seckle pear. Look for them in the stores right now. They're absolutely delicious. Don't miss out.
Those are fantastic. Man, that sounds great. A suckle pear. I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, did he say Selleck? Like, I was like, does Tom Selleck have his own pear, like his own mustache?
They all have mustaches, yes. Right below the PLU.
It's a Selleck pear, everyone. Tom Selleck has his own pear. I love it. Well, I mean, that's an item that I really haven't, you know, ventured into. But let's get into this. I mean, I got some ads in front of me too, Dan. I've got the circulars here, right? I've got Save-A-Lot. I got Winn-Dixie with their fresh deals. That's right. And Aldi's. I mean, I'll tell you what, on every single page here, we got pumpkins. We got $5.99 jack-o'-lantern pumpkins all the way to $3.49. It just depends on where you're going and depends on what sizes they are. One thing that I see is heavily being promoted is berries, blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries. And you know what, everyone? Soon, Dan and I, once we are together, we are going to be in a berry bush grove, or what they are called. We're going to go check out some berries here locally in Florida. Grapes are still a stellar item on the front page of the circulars, as well as apples. Okay. New York Gala apples. That's right. The New York crop
upstate
is here,
stuff. Yes.
Everyone. Yeah. The Michigan apples will be here soon.
Oh, yeah.
The New York apples are here. And guess what? I said it. Those potatoes were still red potatoes, russet potatoes. They're still a heavy promoter right now. Okay, everyone. So there's a lot of different items out there coming into this fall time. I mean, looking at the fresh deals from Winn-Dixie, heavy promotions on asparagus, mushrooms, peppers, everyone, and tomatoes. Now, a lot of these crops ready are here. And if they're not here locally, they are coming in year-round from other areas, such as they call imports, Dan, but keeping these products on the shelf for you year-round.
Sounds wonderful, actually. A lot of stuff on ad here as well. They're still doing corn. Corn out of the Brentwood area, still in the stores, 2 for $1. Not bad to wait in the month. And then the grapes and the apples as well. And of course, everybody has pumpkins, just like you said. The stores look beautiful right now, don't they, Patrick?
I'll tell you, they do. And that's one thing we're going to focus on, everyone. I know you're thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. Dan's thinking about it. The consumers are thinking about it. And that is the floral department. As much as we don't talk about it, we are going to have a full floral time here very soon.
And make sure, folks, that you tune in to that flowery moment on Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. And folks, be sure to tune in to the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly. And be sure to check out the Produce Industry Show on YouTube, as well as my channel on YouTube, Dan the Produce Man. I know I haven't put stuff up there recently, but there's things in the works. And also the Produce Industry app. Now, you got to go to the Play Store and get that app, because without the Produce Industry app, you are produce industry-less with your phone, and you really need that app in your phone. So do that now. In fact, do it right now. Pull your phone out and get that app.
I also want to thank all the circulars that we have, Save-A-Lot, Aldi's, Winn-Dixie, some updates from Robinson Fresh, Fresh Point, and some of the other good newsletters and emails that we get. Thanks for all your collaboration, everyone. And our sponsors, Equifruit and Buck Naked Onions.
Patrick, thank you very much. Until next week on Fresh from the Field Fridays, I'm Dan the Produce Man, reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.